welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And good morning to you, Brevard County. It's Monday. You know what day it is? Monday. On your mark, get set, go. Take the good news of Jesus Christ throughout Brevard County. Hey, the good news is we not only get to partner with God to send the gospel all around the earth, but God's bringing people from all over the globe into Brevard County so that we can reach them while they're here. While they're here on vacation, while they're here relocating, while they're here, as tourists, whatever it might be, we get to business trips, whatever it might be, we get to be the light that Jesus calls us to be 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And I pray that you will help make Jesus shine bright in Brevard County. Be a blessing to someone this week. I want to encourage you to, if you've got any block or concrete work that you need done, call the folks at Just Concrete, 321-536-5804, 321-536-5804. And I've got this thing on the social media app, Facebook, and it shows all of these different videos, and it shows videos for you. And if you click on something, it pulls up all of these videos. And so there was a video that I watched on pouring concrete. And this was like out on a farm in the middle of no place. And there was challenges all along the way. I don't know why they did it the way that they did it. I really, really don't. But I watched the video. And because I watched that video, then they had other videos and stuff like that. After watching very small snippets of two or three videos, I said, I tell you what I'm going to do. Rather than me trying to learn how to do that, I'm going to call the folks at Jits Concrete whenever I've got to pour concrete. And I've had to pour concrete. And so every time I do, I call them. And you know what I'd encourage you to do? Rather than watching a how-to video and then making it look so simple, I would encourage you to pick up your phone and dial 321-536-5804. Talk to Greg and say, hey, Greg, I think the best way for me to get this job done is for me to have you come and do this concrete job for me. 321-536-5804. And he can make it look even easier than the people on the YouTube channels can. And your hands and your sweat glands will be greatly appreciative of the fact that you worked smarter, not harder, in getting that job done. 321-536-5804. Put their decades of experience and expertise to work for you, and you will be glad that you did. So we are going back to Isaiah chapter 59 today. Isaiah chapter 59. We concluded on Friday by discussing the insufficiency of trusting in something other than God, and how it, you know, causes you to feast on things that were actually harmful to you instead of beneficial to you, and they will be insufficient for the day when you stand before God. And he says, so did you put your trust in Jesus? And you'd have to say, no, I closed myself with all of the wrong things. And the angels will cry, God, you are righteous and true in all your judgments and all your ways. And you and I will say, God, you're righteous, you're true, and you are just in all your ways. So I want to spare you from a rude awakening in eternity. I want you to be prepared now to spend forever with Jesus. We're going to pick up in the third portion of Isaiah chapter 59, verse number 6 today. It says, their works are works of iniquity, and the act of violence is in their hands. Their feet run to evil, and they make haste to shed innocent blood. Their thoughts are thoughts of iniquity. Wasting and destruction are in their paths. The way of peace they have not known, and there is no justice in their ways. They have made themselves crooked paths. Whoever takes that way shall not know peace. So, again, just to set the context for you, these are people who are not calling for justice with God and who are not pleading for truth. Instead, they speak lies, they trust in empty words, and their lifestyle is actually a death style, and you don't want to have any part of it. So it says their works are works of iniquity. They're the things that they do for a living, they are not to earn a paycheck, but the things that they produce, the lifestyle that they live, it produces trouble, it produces sorrow, it produces wickedness, and it produces misery. Okay? So I know people right now who are absolutely miserable. Absolutely miserable. God didn't create you to be miserable. He created you to walk in fellowship with Him, to allow Him to lead you and guide you in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. You know, I the world has seen enough miserable Christians. We need to see some Christians who are manifesting the joy of the Lord. And so I know people who they have tried to tell other people that this is the way I'm going to live, and it's going to be the best life I could live. And it's not. It's not. It's a life filled with trouble. It's a life filled with heartache. It's a life filled with wickedness, and they're miserable in it, and yet they still won't put their faith and trust in Jesus Christ. Don't be one of those people. One day, every eye is going to see, every knee is going to bow, and every tongue is going to confess Jesus Christ is Lord. Make it as soon in your life as it is possible for you to do that, because then you are going to avoid, instead of making yours and everyone else's life filled with problems and filled with heartache and filled with misery and regret and all that, instead, it will be reconciliation. It'll be forgiveness. It'll be grace, mercy, and the joy of the Lord. And so it says, and the act of violence is in their hands. Their feet run to evil, or that which is bad, or that which is displeasing. Or here's an eye-opening word for you: that which is wrong. It's just wrong. So I was talking to a person on the phone one day, and they mentioned something, and it immediately caused a response to come out of me that was quick, it was witty, it was funny, and it was a groaner. Now, I don't know if you're familiar with dad jokes and all of that, but I like groaners. A family in the church, their son understands how much, you know, I like groaners. And so one day he posted a picture of one kernel of corn. He said, this is a unicorn. And it's like, oh, that's a groaner. It's a groaner. And I said, it's a lot smaller than I thought. And, it's just those type of things. So I like to make fun. I like to have fun at just about everything that I do. And so when I gave that person that response, I said, look, if you're going to get to know me, you might as well get to know me that I like to tell clean jokes that are funny. Even if it's a groaner, it's going to be something that is going to provoke a response that's not going to make somebody want to beat me up. I don't like getting beat up. And so there are people who run to do evil. The psalmist wrote, you have set my heart free, so I'm going to run in the path of your commands. It actually says, I'm going to run in the path of your commands, for you have set my heart free. That's what we're supposed to run towards. We're supposed to run with God's commandments, his commandment to go into all the world and preach the gospel, the commandment to go with signs and wonders following, the commandment to go and make disciples of all nations, to go to Jerusalem and Judea and Samaria and unto the uttermost parts of the earth. That's what we're supposed to go. But these people, they want to use their feet to run to evil. There is good and there is bad. There are things that are displeasing to God, and there are things that are pleasing to God. There are things that are right, and there are things that are wrong, and the choice that we make is which path are we going to run. It says, they make haste to shed innocent blood. By the way, I want to remind you to go back to Friday's program. And look, if they did not treat God well, there's a real good chance that they're not going to treat you well. If they don't honor him, honor the way that he wants things done, they're probably not going to honor the things that you want done. So I've talked to you about my retail job, and I had an assistant manager that worked for me, and my wife actually worked the night shift. She ran stock in the store that, and she came home and said, you know that the things that you tell them to do that they don't do, don't you? And I said, of course I know that. Of course I know that. Because every day I would come in and I would see the things that weren't done. And if they weren't done and the store was busy, then that's one thing. But when they aren't done and there wasn't anybody selling anything, that told me that they weren't doing the things that were pleasing to me, and I was doing the things that were pleasing to my superiors. And so, by the way, I will just tell you this. If you don't do your job, that means someone else has got to do their job and your job. And that is not justice. So I want to encourage you to step up and be a person who does the things that are pleasing to God, and that you do not run to harm other people or to take their life. I mean, if they killed Jesus, don't put it past this world to treat Christians any better than they treated our Savior. Their thoughts are thoughts of iniquity. Okay? Their thoughts are thoughts of iniquity. And so I want to remind you, iniquity is trouble and sorrow and wickedness and misery. And that's all they think about. If you got up this morning and you said, you know what, I am so lonely, you're going to be lonely all throughout the day. If you woke up this morning and you said, I am so mad, I am so angry, then all day long you're going to be thinking about how angry you are, and you're going to make other people angry in the process with the things that you do. If you woke up and said, man, I am miserable, then all day long you're going to be thinking about how miserable. I want to challenge you, don't get stuck in that thought process, but instead say, God, you know, I didn't wake up in the best of moods this morning, but I realize this, you're still on the throne. And so, God, I want to thank you that you're going to get me through this, and you're going to change my thought patterns so that I'm not going to be thinking about things that are going to bring trouble on other people. I'm not going to be thinking about things that are going to be making me miserable. I'm not going to be thinking about things that are going to make me sad. I'm not going to be thinking about those things. Allow God to show you, think on these things, Philippians chapter 4. Use your brain for what God wants you to use it for, not the trap that the enemy wants you to get stuck in. So, here I am. I've probably gone through this passage 10 or 15 times, you know, the whole passage, and I'm getting ready, and I always come in over prepared, because you don't ever want to get to that place where you're just like, well, that's, you know, I know we've been on the air for four minutes and 37 seconds, but that's all I've got to share with you today. And then you have dead space for the next 20 some minutes. You've got to have something to say. And so I've gone through this passage over and over and over again. And right before I come to the studio today, this is what I read. Their thoughts are thoughts of iniquity, wasting and destruction are in their path. Now, I want you to understand that destruction is something that I'm familiar with. You know, it's going, people who pursue evil are going to leave a wake of destruction behind them. But there was another word that was there, and it's like, wow. It says wasting. Wasting. And there's a lot of different ways that that word is translated. It's translated violence and desolation. And then it starts talking about spoiling and wasting. There are things that are wasted. You know, I can remember my dad coming home while I was in high school. He'd been up and he'd been to work, and he would come home and he'd say, "Kids, how was your day?" And our response was almost always the same. We were bored. We were bored. We lived out on the edge of civilization. You could see civilization from our house. But we had all of this outside space. Now, granted, it was exceptionally hot during those times, but we spent way too much time wasting time. Don't you wish you had some of that time back? You know something else I wasted a great deal of in my younger years when, you know, I didn't have responsibilities like car insurance and utility bills and groceries and all that. I wasted too much money. And wasted opportunities. You see, when I look back in high school, I know that there were a lot of high notes or a lot of things that I did right, but I generally don't see those too much. Normally, when I look back in my school experiences, I see the things that I wasted, the opportunities, the skill sets that I had. You know, if only I had the opportunity to go back and not waste things that you can never recover. And you know, I will tell you that if we're not careful, we will waste the season that God has given to us for right now. Okay? God specializes in taking the devil's plans for evil and turning them around for good. Our Sunday school teachers at church say God doesn't waste anything. And if you learn something from the experience, then it's not a wasted experience. So I want to encourage you today to look at your path through a different lens and ask yourself this question: is there anything in my life that I'm wasting? Okay. Now, because there is a high percentage of senior citizens in this community, I want to challenge you, do not waste your retirement. Do not waste your retirement. The people that I've known through the years who retired, they ended up getting so involved in church and other things that they said, I don't know how I ever had time to work before. And the, so there was a man, he's since been promoted into eternity, and we were doing a beautification project on the outside of our church. And he was from Ireland. And he said, now, Pastor, I would like to talk to you about the compensation for this project that we're working on. And I put my hand on his shoulder and I said, well, I can tell you this, the salary is not much, but the benefits are out of this world. And we had a great laugh and all of that sort of stuff, because we were all there simply because we wanted to see the church look better than it did before. Don't waste the present as being a victim of your past. See, it's that word destruction there means fracture or broken or affliction. There are a lot of things that people have had happen in their life, but somewhere there is a redeeming quality that is available there. I remember hearing Dr. Cho in Korea, and he was preaching, and he was talking about one of their board members in their church, and it was a really, really, really large church, hundreds of thousands of people, and so they've got tens of thousands of deacons. That's got to be a board meeting. And so one of these deacons and one of the most popular people in the church was really, really sick. And he had prayed for a lot of people and they had been healed, and this guy wasn't getting healed. And the whole church is fasting and praying, and the guy ends up getting worse and worse and worse, and he goes into the hospital. And while he is in the hospital, he leads people to Jesus. And at one point in time, when he had led one particular individual, I don't remember whether it was a medical provider or, you know, a person that was in the hospital as a patient just like he was, but at some point in time, that was the assignment. And as soon as that person had been reached with the good news of Jesus Christ, he instantly made a full recovery. And I can't guarantee you that everybody is going to do that, because all of us are appointed a time and a place where we are going to die. I just want to be able to stand before God and say, God, from the time Pastor Bob shared that message on August the 9th, 2021, I want to thank you for giving me revelation on how valuable the perfect gifts you had entrusted into me, into my life were. And God, I want you to know, I set out, I was intentional not to leave a destructive path, but also not to be to waste a path. I pray that you would be a good steward of your finances. Okay? If you are like me and you've got some bad decisions that you made along the way, doesn't mean every decision was bad, but I can think of a couple of mine through the years, and it's like, boy, I wish I hadn't done that. Now, sometimes I say, I wish they had paid me more for that job. You know, I thought I was doing good, and actually, you know, come to find out in history, people were making a lot of money, and I was making $100 a week. And so some of my experience came at a high cost. But I want to say, God, you know what? From the time that you opened my eyes to stewardship, I didn't lead a wasteful financial life. I didn't spend a lot of time wasting opportunities that you gave me to share the gospel, and I certainly didn't waste the time. I didn't just hide the things that you had entrusted to me in the ground so that I could say, God, here it is. You saved me, and here's my soul. I pray that God will challenge you, and you and I, we will be productive. And so that's what I want to challenge you to today. Look at your life, and I'm not here to put the finger. I'm not here to do the Holy Spirit's job. But I will tell you this, the Holy Spirit is very effective in my life about pointing out things that I need to correct. Okay? He's very good at it. And if he's that good in my life, I know this, he's capable of doing the same thing for you. Don't waste what God has entrusted to you. That's not a good thing. So let's look back at some of the things that we've talked about today. That, you know, if you are living a life that is filled with trouble and sorrow and misery, and you're running to embrace those things that are bad or displeasing or just flat out wrong in the eyes of God, and if the thoughts that you are thinking are leading you to waste time or money or opportunities or resources, or everything that you put your hand to just blows up and fall apart, God's trying to get your attention and saying, I want to forgive you of your sins. I want you to know me as your heavenly Father, to treat me and with worship and holiness, and I will unleash blessings in your life, blessings of obedience, blessings of opportunities, and your life will be much better for it. And the people around you will enjoy the fact that you are living a righteous and holy life a lot more as well. I can tell you this. I've got a picture of one kid smiling in a crowd of people. Everybody else looks like they've just been ordered to stand in a nest of hornets. I mean, they just all look mad. One person has a smile on their face. Here's what I want you to be, that person with their smile on their face today. And people say, I want what he's got, not what everybody else has. God bless you. You have a great day. We'll be back tomorrow right here on the Refresh Radio program and in Isaiah chapter 59.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.